The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Evelyn, delighted to speak with you for The Opinion Line. Your story is an interesting one. Tell me first of all, and we're delighted that you do, by the way, why do you want to move to Ireland, and why particularly do you want to move to Cork?
I want to move to Ireland because I feel especially accepted there in regards to my disability, to my nature as an artist, and in regards to people with disability. I feel that the society of Ireland is much more open to people with disability and have treated me with very much respect so far.
Yes.
More respect than I ever received in Germany. And yeah, I just feel very welcomed and very in place in Ireland. I always felt very alienated in Germany.
When did you come here for the very first time?
Actually, a month ago. Actually, a month ago. I met with a fellow writer the first time in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very, very impressed by the way people treated me.
Might I ask, Evelyn, about the nature of your needs? What assistance do you require every day?
I have cerebral palsy and I need 24 hours assistance. I need practically care all the time and assistance all the time. So it was quite difficult for my studies.
Do you need help with the ordinary things of your day, like eating and going to the toilet and
yes,
things
exactly.
Like
that?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. With everything, practically. With being able to eat, they need to hand me the drinks and the food, with shower, with the household, with going to shopping and studying, with practically everything.
Yes. You have a care package in Germany.
And yes, I do.
You wanted to transfer that to Ireland. And I think you knew you'd be entitled to do that under EU law, but it turned out quite difficult.
Yes, it's because Germany is quite determined in their territorial law and national law, and they say that within the national law it's not allowed because I'm a social welfare case because of my assistant needs.
Yeah.
And that's the contradictment here with the European law, and they actually refuse me my human rights in that regard. Even though it's a very beneficial case for them, because if I happen to immigrate after 5 years in process of naturalization, they would save. But
so you have a lifelong care need, and you will have a lifelong care package. But what I understand is that if you move to Ireland and you naturalize, then the German authorities will save a lot of money by allowing you to do that.
Yes.
Yes. And how difficult was it to get what you wanted?
Oh, very difficult, because I had to take a lot of loopholes and had to take it step by step. For now, they are just granting me my education in Ireland for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, first of all, very happy with that, but I really hope that within those 2 years, the people which are helping me in Ireland will actually help me to being able to stay in Ireland after those 2 years.
So you proved your point under European law.
Yeah, a partial fight at least. I mean, it's not fully granted on paper now.
Yes. They've approved in principle to transfer your needs to an Irish company for the next couple of years. And have you spoken to that company? Is it all in place?
It's Homecare Direct. They are lovely. I had a couple of talks with Michael Harty.
Mm.
And he's a lovely man, and taking me seriously and listening to me, what particular care I need, and what is important to me, like how the people are treating me and how they assist me, because everyone has his or their individual needs. So I'm very much satisfied with them.
Great. So Home Care Direct will be taking care of you while you're here. Where will you stay, Evan?
For now, I have an accommodation at the UCC. It's in the University Hall. I probably think about relocating within Cork by quite some time, because I actually have a cat, which is problematic in a study accommodation.
Yes.
But I will leave the cat by a friend.
Right.
In a safe shelter.
Good. And so you found accommodation within a student complex that suits your needs, but you...
Yes, yes.
You can't bring your cat.
The disability support were very great, and they've been very, very helpful, doing everything to make me comfortable.
Fantastic.
In the accommodation.
Fantastic.
And like I said, I've had so much support here in Ireland. I've been not used to that here in Germany, like at all.
You feel that we have a different way of approaching disability in this country?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
That's fantastic to hear. Really is. And you'll stay in the student accommodation for now until such time as you can find a place that's suitable to bring your cat.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. As a cat lover, I sympathize. So you have your care package now while you'll be at UCC. After that, that's the next stage.
Yeah, that's the next stage. And yes, it's been granted for 5 years, for 2 years. Hmm. And after that, either I have to come back or I become an Irish citizen.
Very good. I know you've only been here briefly for a few days at a time, but I sense, Evelyn, you feel more valued here.
Yes, definitely. 100%. 100%.
Now, you were in Ireland in the last week or two, and you met Senator Tom Clonan at Leinster House. And Tom, I think, is prepared to take up your case.
Yes, I've been in contact with him for a year now, and he's been a huge help. He's been the greatest front fighter in the front line for me from the beginning on, and understood me and my needs and my equal rights. And there is an issue that I'm worried that my acceptance for my care won't be granted in time, that my study actually starts.
You have agreement in principle for that, but you still don't have it in writing.
Yes,
and
yes.
And Tom is working on that, I believe.
Yes, exactly. And I'm very appreciating that, and I'm very grateful of it, because I wouldn't know where I would have been without him right now in this fight, and without my professors in the UCC, especially Danny Denton and the founder of the Stinging Fly, Declan Mead.
Yes.
They've been a great help.
Yes,
a
yes.
Great help along the way.
Yes. So when, all going well, Evelyn, do you start at UCC?
At the 13th of September.
Okay.
It's so my birthday.
About 5 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're back in Germany now, preparing hopefully for that big move.
Yes.
Delighted that you've done so well so far. Look forward, maybe when you're in Cork, maybe we could meet for a chat.
Definitely, definitely. Gladly, I'd like to.
Well, good luck with everything. And we'll talk to you very, very soon, Evelyn.
Thank you very much.
Cork's 96 FM.